Next question is Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Keys, K-E-Y-S, 11/23/56. Today's 9:30, 73-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, COPD, obesity, shortness of breath, confusion. Patient is homebound. Patient recently was hospitalized with CHF. Patient is on high dose of Lasix, and despite that, continues to have lower extremity edema. Surgery, back surgery, neck surgery, right knee surgery. Medical problems, hypertension, CHF, diabetes, hyperthyroidism. Medication, potassium, 20 milliequivalents equivalents a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Neurontin, 300 milligram TID. Methimazole, 10 milligram a day, Farxiga, 10 milligram a day. Lasix, 80 milligram BID. Allopurinol, 300 milligram a day. Metoprolol, ER, 50 milligram a day. Tramadol, 50 milligram and 81 milligram a day. Allergy, she's allergic to hydrolyzed in family history. Dad died of old age. Mom died of heart disease. COVID immunization, up to date. Flu immunization is up to date. Social, single, has two children. Complains of shortness of breath. Lives in a group home. Patient at one time was a parking attendant and worked for Memorial Hospital Southwest. On exam, Ms. Keys. Well, actually, hospital records indicates that recent CHF was showing a rejection fraction of 29% with both mixed and mixed systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure. Exam 150 over 90, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, O2 sat 92% on room air. Heart positive, swan positive, S3 gallop, lungs, ronchi and rouse. Coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, neck shows positive JVD, shows no rash, lower extremity shows a 3 plus edema, neurological, moving all four extremities with no focal neurological deficit. Assessment, 73-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, both mixed systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure with an EF of 29% or less, period. New paragraph, patient is on high dose Lasix. Despite Lasix, she continues to have symptoms of shortness of breath associated with JVD, pedal edema, orthopnea, and PND, period. New paragraph, patient has hypertension on metoprolol, has a history of chronic pain with a history of neck and back surgery consistent with failed back syndrome. Period. Patient is on Farxiga to control the blood sugar and methimazole for hyperparathyroidism. Her last TSH and blood A1C are not known, period. Tramadol has done a good job taking care of her pain. She says her pain is worse when she moves around, but she's not moving around much these days because of her shortness of breath, period. New paragraph. Also, because of her shortness of breath, she requires help with all ADL, wears a diaper, and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph. Patient states that she's never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. By the way, COVID immunization and flu shots are up to date. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.